Ziegler, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Anything new in your briefings today?
No, the Schultz thing is out, and we announced more in hand, of course, and then earlier today, the Dole-Bush thing, which is playing very well.
Yeah, the Schultz thing got about what I expected in sort of a low key.
We got a bulletin on Associated Press.
Yeah.
And very heavily on UPI. It'll be a
good
story.
Well, we've got two then. You got Bush.
Well, the Bush thing was a bulletin also.
It's a bigger one, yeah.
I think the. You combine it, as he pointed out, the interrelated actions to deal with the economy. That impression certainly, is backed up by the various things you've done. Examining the controls, a lot of people thought, you're just going to move away from those immediately. The freeze of government pay at the executive level is a good strong.
Yeah, the $250 billion.
$250 billion is a good strong point. Also, the decision to keep the 74 budget within, the full employment balance. Each of those are, big stories in themselves. So
yeah.
I think that'll play well. The Paris thing, of course, continues.
I met with Haig for another hour.
All right.
And maybe a little longer, actually. But anyway, an hour or so.
I've already mentioned the fact that you will be assessing the cables as they come in and sending further instructions to Henry tonight, or sending further cables to him tonight. We want to keep that moving, don't we?
Yeah. Okay.
Beyond that, there's no really outstanding problems in the news at all. The Schultz announcement and the Bush and Dole thing is really carrying the day. And the Moynihan thing had pretty well moved, but that's playing out there straight too. Tomorrow we're thinking about doing the agriculture shakeup.
Yeah.
The fact that Campbell's staying and that there are a lot of adjustments below that level.
Yeah.
We're getting out of line at this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. On the Henry thing. I'll mention that you met with Haig for an hour this afternoon, and that we're receiving reports from. We've already said he'd continue with the negotiations.
I met this afternoon, and we were. Yes, actually, I also had reports of mine. Just that I had a meeting with him this afternoon.
Right. Okay. Mrs. Nixon indicated that you plan to go to Florida over Christmas.
Put that out.
I don't know
how it's going to work out yet.
Right. I wanted to check with you. I of course, won't say anything. She said that in the her Christmas tree opening.
Right.
I'll just say, well, that's what the First Lady said, and she knows the plans.
Right.
But I'll stay away from locking.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. I just wouldn't back off.
Right, that's right. That's what I mean.
I don't comment whatever they work out there.
Right.
Family
it's a family matter and so forth.
Did they get somebody over to cover the house?
Oh, yes. That was covered well today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Christmas tree thing.
Yeah.
I put together...
I told you now that I want you to get with Connie and tell her that she's never to raise it with Mrs. Nixon. I don't want her to know about it, but that nobody from the Washington Post is ever to be in that house when I'm there.
Right.
She understands that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You just work out the pools. The pools are invited.
Right.
The Post is never, 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 never to be present.
I agree.
Okay.
I put together some material on the various history of the last 4 years of the Christmas period, the number of people who have come through the White House and so forth, and how it's been opened up, and also the whole series of things that would take place this week and before Christmas. I'd like to move to the wires tomorrow. It's quite impressive, you combine all of the past four Christmases, and I think it's a pretty good story.
Yeah.
But I'd like to, at some point tomorrow, review that with you.
Sure. Well, I'll be sure to get out the...
And make sure that... That's right. I mean, all of that... And then Mrs. Nixon moved some of that today, in general terms, about the receptions and so forth, and the various people that the House was going... going to be open to and the candlelight tour. So I think she got a good start going. But I think the history of the last 4 years is quite impressive as how the house has been open.